The interagency work is the result of an order President Obama signed in April establishing what the administration called principles of excellence for colleges and universities that serve veterans and service members. It was a response to concerns that some schools were targeting military members because of their benefits under the post-9/11 GI Bill and the military's tuition assistance programs. The problems included deceptive, aggressive recruiting of service members on military bases, pressuring members into high-interest private loans instead of federal assistance programs, and not providing enough information for members to make good college decisions. Robert Worley is the director of the Education Service at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The executive order requires some specific tasks and deliverables that focus on enhancing the information and resources available to students, as well as strengthening oversight and accountability within federal education benefit programs. The executive order encourages agencies to develop strategies to better address student concerns or complaints, and ensure that students receive quality educational opportunities in exchange for their federal education benefits. The executive order also challenges agencies to learn more about the students they serve through outcome measures that can inform future initiatives.
Worley speaking during a recent webinar the three agencies hosted to describe the initiatives. The excellence principles they're finalizing are on two tracks. Schools that serve students with funding from the post-9/11 GI Bill will be asked to voluntarily agree to abide by the principles. In return, VA will advertise the schools who have in a list on its official GI Bill website. VA wants schools to signal their intent by June 30th so students getting ready for the fall semester will have the information. Also, VA has submitted an application to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the phrase GI Bill to keep unscrupulous websites and other programs from using the name to scam veterans. They're hoping for a decision within 18 months. The second track, a program for schools that accept military tuition assistance, is tougher. In order to get those dollars, beginning this summer, colleges and universities will have to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Defense Department. Carolyn Baker is the chief of the Voluntary Education Program for service members in DOD. She says they've been working on that MOU for several years.
Some of the requirements of the MOU are that all institutions must agree to participate in our third-party review process. The institution will review service members' military experience and training, and the institution will award, where it is appropriate, take military experience and they will apply for college credit.
Also, the MOU would ultimately require schools to end fraudulent recruitment practices on military bases, provide students with an education plan, let service members return to an education program if they have to leave because of deployment, and create new refund policies. They'd also have to agree to make sure students are aware of all of the federal loan and grant programs available to them before trying to set them up with private loans. David Bergeron, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy, Planning, and Innovation in the Department of Education, says his department is also working to make sure military students have that information.
We know from some research that has been done by the department, we often see individuals taking out private loans with less beneficial terms before they take out federal loans, and we are concerned that because of the nature of veterans and service members and their particular life circumstances, that they might be more likely to be asked to use those alternative routes for financing rather than accessing federal programs. So the executive order calls on institutions to have policies and procedures in place to ensure that federal programs that are more beneficial are accessed first.
Bergeron says the Education Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are also developing an online tool called Know Before You Owe. It's designed to compare the costs of tuition and loans between different programs. An early version is on the CFPB's website, and they're taking public comments on it through this Wednesday. He says the department also plans to update its existing College Navigator website with more detailed information about different educational institutions. Agencies are also developing a centralized interagency system for military and veteran students to register complaints about schools. That project is a collaboration of the Education, Defense, and Justice Departments, along with the CFPB. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.